The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, October the 13th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets, all made with love in Southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. The National Guard is called up in Massachusetts. The latest political news from Magdalene Rose and a European court and the Vatican. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker yesterday activated up to 200 members of the National Guard to help with COVID-19 testing in the state's K-12 schools. Guard members will start training for school-based COVID-19 testing this week, according to the Republican Governor's office. They will then begin conducting COVID-19 tests in a select number of Massachusetts schools on October the 18th. In another order issued the same day, the governor activated up to 250 National Guard personnel, quote, as a contingency measure to offset potential staffing shortages at the Department of Correction. In other news, some major world countries are helping Afghanistan. With more, here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Members of the G20 group of major economies have pledged to avert an economic catastrophe in Afghanistan. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the country should not be allowed to descend into chaos. The virtual summit came as the UN urged world leaders to put billions of dollars into the Afghan economy. Biden stressed that aid should be provided via independent international organizations and not directly to the ruling Taliban. But so far, the money for forthcoming has been largely counted in millions just to provide emergency food and medicine. Pledges include a promise by European Commission President to give 1 billion euros to Afghanistan and to neighboring countries taking in refugees. Ms. Merkel, who did not stand for re-election last month and will step down as chancellor once a new government is formed, reaffirmed Germany's pledge of 600 million euros. None of us has anything to gain if the entire monetary system in Afghanistan collapses or the financial system collapses, she told reporters. The situation in Afghanistan is quickly deteriorating, and I don't think it's being covered by international media the way it should be. If the economy in Afghanistan truly does crumble, the Western world will have to make a decision about whether or not to try to save Afghanistan, to bail Afghanistan out, and on some level work with the Taliban, or allow Russia and China, or perhaps both of them, to come in and assert dominance over Afghanistan and make Afghanistan sort of a satellite operation for them. Because if that happens, the Western world will be in a very deep crisis, seeing as China and Russia will have complete access to everything they want in Afghanistan, including a lot of American machinery and technology we never wanted to fall into the hands of the Chinese or the Russians. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The European Court of Human Rights ruled yesterday that the Vatican cannot be sued in local courts for the actions of clerical abusers because it has sovereign immunity. The International Court that interprets the European Convention on Human Rights issued the ruling on October the 12th. It is the first time that the court has considered a case touching on the Holy See's immunity. A chamber of seven judges decided by 6-1 that courts in Belgium did not violate Article 6-1 of the Convention on the right of access to a court when they declined jurisdiction in respect of the Vatican. The case, known as JC and Others versus Belgium, was brought by 24 Belgian, French, and Dutch nationals against the Vatican, as well as Catholic leaders and associations in Belgium. Our quote of the day comes from St. Teresa of Avila. We always find that those who walked closest to Christ were those who had to bear the greatest trials. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was hailed throughout his life as a gentle, loyal, and devoted king. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, everyone. Jamie Scott here. For those that might not know me, I'm the director of the Sparrow's Nest here in Athens, Georgia. We're a local nonprofit aimed to help those who are broken, beaten, and abused and stereotyped by the harshness of this world. Our team work alongside many local businesses and community members to provide service to our clients. One of those businesses is Bulldog Kia. Did you know when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia, a portion of your purchase goes to the Sparrow's Nest? You can buy a new car and get the chance to save lives. How cool is that? Head on over to BulldogKia.com to check out their great selection of new Kias. Have you seen the new 2022 Kia Telluride? It's beautiful. You can also visit them in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club. You can learn more about the Sparrow's Nest and additional ways you can give back to our organization by visiting sparrowsnestathens.org. Thank you for your support, and remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Edward, King of England. He was born in 1003 at Islip, England, and was sent to Normandy with his mother in 1013 when the Danes under Sven and his son Canute invaded England. Canute remained in England, and the year after Ethelred's death in 1016, married Emma, who had returned to England and became King of England. Edward remained in Normandy, was brought up a Norman, and in 1042, on the death of his half-brother Hardicanute, son of Canute and Emma, and largely through the support of the powerful Earl Godwin, he was acclaimed King of England. In 1044, he married Godwin's daughter Edith. His reign was a peaceful one, characterized by his good rule and remission of odious taxes, but also by the struggle, partly caused by his natural inclination to favor the Normans, between Godwin and his Saxon supporters and the Norman barons, including Robert of Jumieges, whom Edward had brought with him when he returned to England, and whom he named Archbishop of Canterbury in 1051. In the same year, Edwin banished Godwin, who took refuge in Flanders, but returned the following year with a fleet ready to lead a rebellion. Armed revolt was avoided when the two men met and settled their differences. Among them was the Archbishopric of Canterbury, which was resolved when Edward replaced Robert with Stigand, and Robert returned to Normandy. Edward's difficulties continued after Godwin's death in 1053 with Godwin's two sons, Harold, who lost his eye on the throne since Edward was childless, and Tostig, Earl of Northumbria. Tostig was driven from Northumbria by a revolt in 1065 and was banished to Europe by Edward, who named Harold his successor. After this, Edward became more interested in religious affairs and built St. Peter's Abbey at Westminster, the site of the present cathedral where he is buried. His piety gained him the surname the Confessor. He died in London on January the 5th and was canonized in 1161 by Pope Alexander III. Southwest Airlines late Monday extended an apology to customers and employees for mass flight cancellations the company has blamed on the weather. Southwest canceled about 2,000 flights over the weekend and axed hundreds more on October the 11th. Early yesterday, 87 flights, or 2% of the scheduled flights, were canceled, with another 5% delayed, according to data from FlightAware. Southwest said in a statement, quote, "On Friday evening, the airline ended the day with numerous cancellations, primarily created by weather and other external constraints, which left aircraft and crews out of pre-planned positions to operate our schedule on Saturday. Unfortunately, the out-of-place aircraft and continued strain on our crew resources created additional cancellations across our point-to-point network that cascaded throughout the weekend and into Monday." The company said it was offering, quote, "a tremendous apology for its mass cancellations." Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.